Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trader Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we are going through the Magic Kingdom and rating our favourite and least favourite restaurants slash quick service locations in each of the lands. So there's something a little bit different, but we thought we'd do it just to spice things up a bit, just to have a break from some poor reviews, which we have some exciting plans for coming up. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic.
Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So we might sound a little bit different this week, and that's because we're recording over Skype again.
Yeah. Hasn't happened for a while, has it?
No, it hasn't happened for a while, but we thought because yesterday we recorded a couple of episodes, and then rather than kind of faff around, we thought it'd just be easier recording over Skype because we're recording, 5 days before my wedding now?
Yeah, so this will be going out just after your wedding, right?
That's right, yeah, so the weekend after.
Congratulations. Oh, it was a lovely day.
Well, let's not tempt fate.
Very true, very true.
Let's not tempt fate.
Still got to get you there.
Exactly, yeah. But I thought I'd start off the episode by reading out a couple of reviews that you guys have left us recently. So we haven't done it in a while, so we've got three to read out. I just spotted these yesterday. And considering one of them says that we kind of read out people's comments, I think I should probably read them out. So the first...
You took into a corner there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was like, ooh, better do that then. The first one's from Spike411, and they say, easy listening. I love their reviews, discussions, and their reading of bad TripAdvisor reviews. Fantastic to listen to while at work. So that's very kind of you.
Nice.
Next one is from Wicket 2005. Maybe it's Warwick Davis.
I'm going to guess no. Okay. I'm going to guess it sounds like more of a cricket fan.
Yeah, maybe. Don't ruin the...
Don't ruin the dream.
They say, absolutely love these podcasts. It's not often you find a podcast that, whilst bringing you information, also injects so much humour that you find yourself laughing out loud in public whilst alone. I've subscribed to the YouTube channel too. I cannot recommend these guys highly enough. Thanks, guys. That's really nice.
Yeah, both not really nice reviews, aren't they?
And making you laugh out loud in public is what we want to do, right? That's what we're all about. So sorry about all the dodgy looks that you must get, but at the same time, we're glad that we can bring you some joy. And then the last one I'm going to read out is from James997. And he says, great show by great guys. These two make me laugh show upon show. They provide the best roundup of news, but don't dwell on it as they prefer to get into their show's topic, which they often get the public to help out with. Listening to this on a commute is dangerous as it can make me laugh out loud, which does get me strange looks. Brilliant.
So there's another one. Yeah. People are getting weird looks while listening to our podcast.
I mean, I get weird looks from you whilst recording the podcast.
Very true. Very true.
They respond to messages and comments unlike others. Bonus star for their theme park music at the start of the podcast. The only negative is it does make you wish that you were going to Florida all the time. Keep up the good work. Oh, we can be on board with that negative.
Yeah. I mean, every episode we record is pretty much we wish we were there.
Yeah, it's just as bad for us, trust us.
Yeah, I'm literally staring at a map of Magic Kingdom. And yeah, I'm not there.
Exactly. So thanks, guys, for those. We really appreciate those. And if you want to leave us a review and you haven't done so yet, just go to iTunes or the podcast app and search for Theme Park Trader and leave us a review. And as we've just done there, we'll read out some of our favourites, including people, you know, negative comments. We've done that before. It's not dwelling on it.
No. Move on quickly.
That was the only less than 5-star review that we've got, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, so there you go.
Lovely.
Thanks, everyone, for leaving those reviews. So today's topic is a little bit different. As one of our reviews said, we don't like to just dwell on the news too much. That's kind of what our live shows are all about. That's why we wanted to bring some of the new stuff to our live shows. And this week, I thought it'd be fun just to go revisit the Magic Kingdom and look at some of our favourite restaurants and not so favorite restaurants for each land, and then maybe at the end we can give our overall favorite and least favorite as well. I think that might be a good thing to do. We haven't talked about doing that, but hey, why not? We literally discussed this idea 30 seconds before we hit record.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the way that all of our shows go.
Yeah.
I had the idea 20 minutes ago while playing Pokemon on the Switch, so...
That's where you get all your best ideas from while playing Pokemon.
Don't tell me the video games are bad for you.
I mean, I've been playing Assassin's Creed, so, you know, I'm not going to argue.
There you go. So, should we start off in Main Street, USA?
So, good place to start, entrance to the park.
Well, you have to start there, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my favourite first, and this is actually quite difficult, because there's quite a few decent locations technically in Main Street. I think my favourite place is going to have to be the Main Street Bakery.
Right, okay. You mean Starbucks?
A Main Street Bakery that serves it serves Starbucks.
Just coincidentally, also yeah, Starbucks.
It does serve Starbucks. But I not only do I love the coffee, of course.
Yeah.
I know the coffee's pretty basic, but it's probably the place that I visit the most now.
Right, okay. Because of the Starbucks, though?
It is because of the coffee, yeah. that's not to say that other theme parks, when we do this, is going to be the Starbucks location in its given land. But I think in this case, it was a real tough call between the Main Street Bakery and Casey's Corner.
Right, okay.
But Main Street Bakery wins, not just because of the coffee, but also I love some of the cakes that they do in the bakery. I love that when Starbucks took the location over, they didn't completely throw all of that kind of Disney baked goods away.
Yeah, they kept a few, didn't they? Kept a few original things.
Exactly. So that's why it's my favourite. Queues in there can be quite unforgiving at times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it's one of the better ones, I think.
In terms of how quickly they serve you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they have quite a few people serving in that one, whereas I think some of the other ones can be a little bit sparse, can't they?
I think the Animal Kingdom one is probably the worst.
Yeah, that one could be pretty bad, can't it? Epcot's one can also be quite bad.
Yeah, definitely. But, I like the pastries they do, the sandwiches that they do in there are fantastic as well. And, of course, I would be doing the place a disservice if I didn't mention the pumpkin spice lattes that you can get during the Halloween season, which is when
season I'm holiday. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's the first time I've heard you talk about those, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, for those of you who've never heard of them, fantastic. Kind of September through end of October, pumpkin spice lattes. Go and get one.
Ryan endorsed.
There you go. So that's probably my favourite location, but it really was a tough call between Casey's Corner, because I really love the interior of Casey's Corner and the way that it's set up. I love the corn dog nuggets. The hot dogs are, for an American hot dog, which I'm not a massive fan of, I do like Casey's hot dogs, especially the one with the chili and the cheese. That one's amazing.
Right, okay. Yeah, I mean... In the US, you tend to get beef hot dogs, don't you? Whereas over here, we get pork.
Yeah.
It's the pork is nicer. Got to love a bit of pork.
Love a good porking.
Yeah. Dirty boy.
Just laughing at my own joke. Why not?
Yeah. Go for it. Shall I do my favourite one?
Yeah, do your favourite. Yeah.
Yeah, I also had difficulty there because there are some nice places. But I think the place that I've enjoyed the most recently in the last couple of years has been Crystal Palace. Mm. I mean, less so for the fact that it's a character dining location, but mainly because it's a buffet place. So we've had a couple of breakfasts there, and we've had a couple of dinners there. Maybe a couple, maybe only one. I can't remember. But yeah, both times, every time we've been there, it's been really, really, really great food, and you should get a nice selection there. So it's always nice. It is quite expensive. That's the downside, because it's a character but dining location.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a bummer. But it's always good to, you know, squeeze a soft poo in the morning.
Oi.
You know, for breakfast.
Exactly. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, you can meet Winnie the Pooh and characters at the breakfast. Dan's not weird. He's referring to Winnie the Pooh.
That's what I was talking about. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. I've been there for breakfast. Not been there for dinner yet, but I do enjoy a breakfast there. It is very good.
Yeah, it's quite handy as well. Obviously, like, you know, you can get there nice and early, get your breakfast nice and early in the for your day at Magic Kingdom, and then run around the park.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, usually now what I tend to do is, depending on what my bloods are like, I will go on a few rides and then grab something from the Main Street Bakery, or I'll head to the Main Street Bakery and then go on a few rides.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I generally do going into Magic Kingdom, but I think when we went in April, we only went there once for breakfast. So the other two other times we went to Magic Kingdom, I think we would have gone to Starbucks.
Yeah, Main Street Bakery.
Main Street, yeah, sorry.
You're making my choice just sound really basic.
Yeah, what's saying Starbucks, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get a lot of the pastries and things that you can find in Main Street Bakery at a normal Starbucks.
I'm going to keep an eye out for now for every time you say Main Street Bakery and don't say Starbucks. I'll be listening.
Yeah, that's it. Same as whenever you say Downtown Disney and you mean Disney Springs.
I haven't said that for a long time.
No, it's usually because we're recording face-to-face and you can see that I'm about to snap as you're about to say it.
you like raising your hand. You're about to slap me across the face.
Exactly, yeah. Disney Springs. Disney Springs! I said Disney Springs!
Don't hit me again.
So my least favourite... this is tough, and I think that one that I'm going to have to choose is the only one that I've not eaten at.
Okay.
And that's the Tony's Town Square restaurant. I've not heard great things about this place.
Right.
Those of you that have been and have enjoyed it, let us know, because we'd like to hear your opinions. But collectively, I've not heard great things. And would I book a restaurant where I mean, I've been to Mama Melrose in Hollywood Studios a few times, and that was lovely. But on the whole, I always find Italian food, like pastas, chicken parmesan, salads, they're not difficult to prepare. So if I'm only over in Florida for 2 weeks, even at the extended 3 weeks that I'm there for this year, I'm probably not going to waste a credit or my money buying Italian food when it's something that I can make at home quite easily.
Or is quite widely available at restaurants as well.
Right.
Like, at home, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, if I want some pastas, then pasta's pretty much on every menu in some capacity in Disney World anyway.
Yeah.
So it's never been a restaurant that's really appealed to me, and that in combination with some of the reviews that I've heard from people aren't great. The menu itself, like, Donna and I would both enjoy the restaurant. It's just for us. We're a big fan of quick service locations in Magic Kingdom, so we tend to avoid the sit-down restaurants. As a whole, I would say. But yeah, that would be my least favourite, simply because I've not been there.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, for me, it was difficult as well. I was tossing up between Tony's Town Square restaurant and the Plaza restaurant, again, just because I've never been to either of them.
Plaza's really good, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's quite basic, you know, with your sandwiches, burgers, that kind of thing.
Right, okay.
I went there for, I think it was just after 11, so lunch had just started. And we really enjoyed the food in there.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Well, maybe I'll join you with Tony's Town Square Restaurant then, because I do agree with you. You know, the kind of when you go to Florida and things like that, Italian food is not like at the top of my list of places to go to. Because I mean, you can't really fault anything else. Obviously, you've got the Main Street Bakery, Casey's Corner, Crystal Palace, Plaza, which you said is good, and then the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor.
I would not feel right putting that anywhere near the bottom of my list.
Exactly. So for me, it was either Plaza or Tony's Town Square Restaurant. So I'll go for Tony's.
Sorry, Tony. The only reason that the Ice Cream Parlor wasn't higher on my list is because I don't go there every time I'm at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, neither do I. It gets very busy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That being said, whenever I go in there, the ice cream is absolutely incredible. So don't let us put you off going there because it hasn't made the top of our list. It is amazing. Like, you cannot go wrong. And they do different flavours every month. I think when we were there last year, or maybe the year before it was, I don't think I had an ice cream there last year. I had some pumpkin flavoured ice cream. Oh my God, it was incredible.
I can imagine that being right up your street.
And the cookie dough, I think they do a cookie dough ice cream there sometimes as well. That's also amazing.
Right.
You can't really go wrong with the flavours in there.
No. I mean, when you asked for your pumpkin one, did you say, can you add a bit of a spice and a bit of latte to that?
A bit of coffee, please.
Yeah.
Well, they had to go out, I think I've told this story before, but they had to go out back to actually get it. It wasn't in like the normal freezer bit where they do it at the front.
Right, okay. And they came back. They get it out of a suitcase.
Well, they came back out and it had already melted by the time I got it.
It's a bit weird.
And I was like, my ice cream's melted. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then went back, came back out, and it was like frozen. So I think that, I don't know what had happened.
They left the suitcase next to the radio.
Yeah, they were like, oh, damn it. But I think I had pumpkin and cookie dough, I want to say, mixed together. And it was just amazing.
Oh, okay.
It's so good. Because you can pick a couple of flavours.
Right, yeah.
The only flavour I disagree with, I completely hate, is mint chocolate.
I'm going to disagree with you there.
I know, and Donna, mint chocolate is one of Donna's favourite flavours as well.
It is one of the best ice cream flavours.
It just tastes like toothpaste. You're eating toothpaste. You're wasting sugar and calories on a flavour that tastes like you're brushing your teeth.
But it's got choc chips in it, Ryan. It's got choc chips.
Oh, it's basically like eating a bar of chocolate and then brushing your teeth midway through.
So you feel like you've got a clean mouth afterwards?
No, you still feel that twangy sugar taste at the top of your mouth.
I find it quite refreshing. It's quite a refreshing flavour.
Yeah, I can understand that. I'm just not a fan of mint chocolate in any capacity.
Fair enough.
So we're moving on from Main Street.
You can't help some people.
I know. Shall we take a left at Main Street and walk into Adventureland?
Okay.
I can hear the drums of Adventureland now.
I'm going to have to stop to the toilet soon.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, man.
We could do favourite toilets another episode. Although it's very hard to beat those Tangled toilets.
I mean, for me, in Epcot, the ones in the American pavilion.
Yes, you actually introduced me to those last year.
Yeah, they're like ridiculous compared to all the other toilets in Epcot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I must have been in them before, but it's been a few years. I guess usually when we end up going to the loo, we're kind of around by Test Track. Because it's kind of middle, isn't it, between Future World and World Showcase. But those toilets in American Pavilion are just insane, aren't they?
They're insane because they're huge as well. There's so many. It's just vast in there. And when you go to one, I'm trying to think, we were queuing up for, I think this was you and me in October. We were going to watch Illuminations.
Mm.
And I needed to go to the loo before. And we went to one. I went to one by like the English pavilion or something, or the UK pavilion, whichever one it's called.
Yeah.
And they're tiny. And yet you go further around to the American pavilion and it's like vast.
Well,
it just doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it does. If you think about the, I wonder if Germany, it goes up in order. So it goes UK, you know, normal, Germany, a little bit larger, American, largest.
Yeah.
That's the order of obesity, isn't it?
I mean, presumably they're not trying to make it authentic because, you know, there was no like tramp in the UK toilets.
Yeah,
or anything like that.
There's no like massive urine, smell of urine on the side. Yes, yeah. Someone's not quite made it.
Exactly. So, you know, they're obviously not going for authenticity. So
that's very odd, isn't it?
They need to raise their toilet game.
But we'll definitely do a toilet episode at some point, because, you know, why not?
Oh, we've done many toilet episodes, Ryan.
Yeah, that'll be one of many.
Yeah.
So Adventureland is a tough one, I think. But I'm going to go with, and people are going to hate me for this, because I know how much people love Dole Whips. But my favourite, I would say, in Adventureland is Tortuga Tavern. Say that five times in a row. and that's because I love the hot dogs, turkey legs, the stuffed pretzels. To be honest, I don't tend to eat in Adventureland.
No, neither do I. Not generally. It's kind of a...
Yeah, there's better things there. However, when I have, it's usually been in Tortuga Tavern. Though, admittedly, it was before... So they used to serve like Mexican-style food, and now they've kind of switched it to more traditional-style food. And it's not open that often, but I would say that's still probably my go-to.
Right, yeah.
Again, I've not been to Skipper Canteen. I'm going there this year. So that could change in favour of Skipper Canteen. But for now, it's Tortuga Tavern. I just love the setting as well. Like, it's right opposite Pirates of the Caribbean. It's a great little area as well.
Nice.
Cool. And I love me a turkey leg. I haven't had one in a few years, but they are bloody lovely.
I don't think I've ever had one of the turkey legs.
Oh, that's so good.
I don't think I have.
So good.
Yeah, I mean, for me, this Adventureland is difficult. Because I haven't been to Skipper Canteen. You know, I'm not a fan of the classic Dole Whip. I'm just seeing on the map here, Sunshine Tree Terrace serves an orange Dole Whip.
Yes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Only in the last, I want to say, a couple of years, maybe even less than that.
Okay, yeah, because I only ever see the one at Aloha Isle. Mm. So just to be boring, I think I'm going to have to go to Tortuga Tavern again.
Yeah.
Agree with you, because, I haven't been to the Skipper Canteen, so I can't comment on that. And I'm not a big fan. I'm not a fan of pineapple, so you might be able to guess what my least favourite one is.
Well, it's the same as me. I'm not a fan of pineapple either. That being said, I think the last time I tried a Dole Whip was when I was a kid.
Right. Okay.
My taste buds have changed a lot since then. I used to hate peanuts, and now I can happily eat them. So what I'm going to do in October, because I know there's people at home listening right now screaming at us because Dole Whip is such a favourite of so many people.
It is.
I promise that when I am there in October / November, I will go to Aloha Isle and I will try a pineapple Dole Whip again. If I don't like it, it's still going to remain at the bottom of my list. But I will also go and try the orange Dole Whip because I haven't tried that either yet.
Yeah, I could go for an orange Dole Whip. Can you get me one?
Yeah, I'll get you one and FaceTime cool. you and eat it.
Nice one. Cool. That'd be good.
But yeah, I think it's not like we hate the idea of Dole Whip. It's just a pineapple thing.
Yeah, pineapple is like the worst fruit.
It really is.
Like you know, you can't put it on pizza either.
Oh, no, don't even talk to me about people who do that.
Exactly.
It's not pizza if you put pineapple on it.
It's just wrong on every level.
It really is. I don't understand.
So yeah, I think that was Adventureland's fairly conclusive between us, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
As you said, it's not a great food location, is it, really?
No, it's not. It's not. It's quite limited. Although, you know, Skipper's Canteen could change that when I go later this year.
Mm.
I think there are
either, true.
We have had comments in the past. It's like, how can you review something that you've not done? And it's like, well, we're not saying it's our least favourite thing. We're just saying
and we're not saying it's the best.
So I'll add Skipper Canteen when I've done it. And pineapple and Dole Whip, I have tried before and I didn't like it, but it was about 10, 15 years ago.
I have tried a Dole Whip before because I think my dad got one because he likes pineapple because he's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't appreciate it.
So I think we'll rapidly move past Adventureland and move into Frontierland. And this is an easy one for me. My favourite is Pecklespill Tall Tale Inn and Cafe. I love the food they do in here. I love the salad bar area where you can get your extra jalapenos and cheese and all that kind of thing. I like tacos and fajitas and things like that. So Pecklespill's it has always been a staple for me and my family as well. Before they changed to Mexican food, they kind of served, like, you know, your basic burgers, chicken, all that kind of thing. And we would always go to Pecos Bill's on our first day at the Magic Kingdom, as soon as it opened, like, say, 11, 11.30, have a quick service before we'd carry on with our day. And that's kind of been, like, a traditional thing that I've done with my family since I was a kid.
Right.
So that I could not put it at the top of my list. Now, in recent years, I've tended to go to another location in the Magic Kingdom for my first quick service, which I'll come on to later. But still, Pecos Bill is the top of my list for Frontierland.
Cool. I was struggling with Frontierland. I'd probably say, begrudgingly, kind of, it's probably Golden Oak Outpost.
Is that because they do chicken breast nuggets?
It is. That is a bonus, isn't it? Yeah. You've got to love those nugs. The downside I find of it is it's not always open.
No, it's not. It's not.
I do have trouble. Like, I'll go past there and it'll be closed a lot of the time. But every now and then, I'll stop there, get some nugs. Gotta love those nugs.
I think it's a good show.
Yeah,
waffle fries are great there as well.
Yes, yeah, yeah, that's very true. Get some nugs and waffle fries. Can't go wrong with it, really.
So I'm guessing. Well, so my least favourite is probably Westward Ho.
Rude.
just sounds ridiculous. and that's because, like, Golden Oak Outpost has milkshakes and waffle fries, and sometimes they do, like, a lovely kind of mix with, like, bacon and chili as well in the waffle fries.
Right. Yeah. So I couldn't put it at the bottom. Loaded fries sort of thing.
Yeah. I'm not a great fan of frozen lemonade. Warm cookies I can kind of get anywhere. And grilled chicken and bacon skewers. Skewers isn't, like, the easiest thing to eat when you're walking around a park.
I don't know what you mean, Ryan.
So it's
jabbing myself in the mouth with a skewer.
It's not like I hate anything necessarily on the menu. It's just the least of the three that I would go for.
Yeah. Yeah, there's even fewer choices in Frontierland as there is in Adventureland.
Yeah.
It's
carried by Pecos Bill, which for me is great. But I have a feeling you're not going to agree with me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, that Pecos Bill would probably be my least favorite in that area, mainly because it is because I don't like Mexican food.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of to be expected. So for me personally, Pecos Bill is at the bottom of the pecking order.
That's fair. Oh, you know, if you don't like Mexican food, what?
No, yeah. You didn't get my joke.
I got it. Yeah, I just moved on.
just glazed over. Just glazed over it.
Sorry, you meant it as a joke? I thought jokes had to be funny.
I will refrain myself in the future.
No, don't refrain yourself, because somebody somewhere has laughed at that, I'm sure.
It was me, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I totally understand that. I think I don't think it's as good as it was before it was Mexican. I think I enjoyed it more. Again,
before it was Mexican.
Yeah, I think again, right. Because, like, when I'm there and it's like 25 plus degrees, I know the place is air-conned, but if I'm sitting down for a meal and I'm there for like 2 hours, then I'll gladly eat some Mexican food. But if I'm going to be there for 20 minutes, the Mexican food is probably going to warm me up more than anything else. So I tend to give it a miss, although I do still enjoy the food in there. I have gone in there before and enjoyed stuff in there, and I think we actually went in there last year, but mainly just to grab a drink because it was swelteringly hot. I think it was It was when we were watching Happily Ever After, I want to say.
Oh, was it?
I think so.
I know it was ridiculously hot when we were in October, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, ridiculously hot for the season. And I suppose that's the same reason you don't have curry at the Food and Wine Festival.
Exactly the same reason. Like, I love curry, I love the food, but I couldn't walk around World Showcase when it's 25, even if it was 15 degrees, I couldn't be walking around eating a curry.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel right to me.
It's a risky game.
It is. I was sweating enough as it is. So moving to Liberty Square now, and there's an obvious winner for me here, and that
I
is
think I know what it's going to be.
Columbia Harbour House.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's in my opinion, I think it's the best quick service at the Magic Kingdom, and that's
right. Okay,
that's because it does different. It's not, you know, it's not your typical burgers or fajitas or, you know, that kind of thing. It's, you know, it's got, you feel a little bit healthier and a little bit less guilty when you go to Columbia Harbour House. So you've got my personal favourite, which is the lobster roll, which comes with crisps or chips if you're American, but they're crisps. So you've got sandwiches, you get fish, shrimp, your personal favourite as well, Dan, chicken breast nuggets.
Got those nugs.
Got to get those sweet, sweet nugs. And obviously some salads as well. And they've got some great options in there. And I don't go there as often as I'd like, because I usually go with Donna, who's not a great fan of fish. Last year we didn't go there because, Dan, you're not a great fan of fish. Although
no,
I didn't see that they had...
She's a sensible girl.
I didn't see that they had nugs on the menu, because we could have gone there.
I get very confused about this area because there's like loads of different restaurants all in a line.
Yeah.
And I can never remember which was which. Some of them sell nugs, some of them don't.
You just need a nug map.
I have trouble with nugs, finding my nugs.
Maybe you should make a little app like the Disney Nug.
Yes.
And just basically remove everything else from the map apart from where you can buy nugs.
That's a $1 billion idea, Ryan.
I know.
Yeah.
I want 80%.
I will go no higher than 77.
Done. So I love it in there. I do enjoy the lobster roll just because it's just a bit different and not something you can get at most quick service locations. The guy outside ringing the bell is a bit annoying, but if you can get past him, then you're usually on to a winner.
Some sound advice. Just distract the man with the bell and you can enjoy your food.
Exactly.
So for me, you might need to help me with this, because it might be Columbia Harbour House that I'm thinking of, because obviously that's a quick service location, isn't it?
Yes.
Liberty Tree Tavern, is that a sit-down, exclusively sit-down?
I think so, yes.
Right, okay. I think it might be Columbia Harbour House then that I'm thinking of as well, because I don't remember going to the Diamond... I don't remember going to the Diamond Horseshoe.
You definitely won't have been in there. Without a doubt.
And the Liberty Square Market, is that like a quick service, like, or is it counter service, whichever one it is?
That's just like a thing on the side.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
it must be Columbia Harbour House that we often go to. If we're on that side of the park and we want to eat, then yeah, I think it's Columbia Harbour House. Again, they do, you know, obviously they do a fair amount of fish. Which I'm not a fan of personally, as you know. Mm. But some of my family are, and they do a good selection otherwise, don't they? So they kind of do all round.
They do, yeah, they do. Sleepy Hollow is great because, like, they do a churro ice cream sandwich, which, I mean...
Churro ice cream sandwich?
Which is just ridiculous.
I can't, like, is it like a swirl of churro then?
It's basically.
Okay. I don't think I've seen that before. I've been past the Sleepy Hollow, but I don't think I've seen the churro ice cream sandwich.
It's basically like a round, like a circle churro with ice cream and then another circle churro. Like a cookie ice cream sandwich, just with a round churro instead.
Yeah. Yeah, I can picture the sort of thing. Okay. I can't imagine eating it and... it being nice.
I mean, it's quite peculiar for me. There's a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah. Do the churros come pre-sugared?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice. Yeah, that's like death on the plate for you.
My least favourite is actually a tough one between Liberty Tree Tavern and the Diamond Horseshoe, because I think the Liberty Tree Tavern is the buffet where you get basically it's like Thanksgiving dinner, which, like, again, I'm not in Florida to eat a roast dinner. So it's not really for me. I'm not the greatest fan of roast dinners either. I enjoy them, but some on a rare occasion, like Christmas. And
yeah.
I'm not in a hot climate to eat roast dinner.
Yeah, you said that to me before, and it kind of makes me question your sanity.
I know. I don't hate them, but I have to be in the mood for a roasting.
Right. Right. Okay. I'm just looking at pictures of the selection. It looks quite nice. And then there's a random bowl of mac and cheese.
Yeah.
With your roast dinner. I mean,
that's a common sight.
That doesn't say America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Diamond Horseshoe has to be my least favorite though, because you have to endure some kind of show when you're trying to eat, and that's just not my bag. So it's definitely at the bottom of the pile.
Yeah, I think I'll have to agree with anything where you have to, like, dinner and a show. Hey, you see, dinner and a show is not bad, but, you know, it has to be the right show, doesn't it?
Yeah, really. An oldie-timey American show, it doesn't appeal to me at all.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Like, I don't want to be vomiting my food up just as I've swallowed it, you know.
No, exactly. So that's Liberty Square. Moving on to our second to last land now, which is Fantasyland.
Huge land, this, isn't it?
Massive. Lots of different places you can grab snacks and food from. This is a tough one, I think. I would say it's tight at the top between Pinocchio Village House, Gaston's Tavern, and probably I would say Cheshire Cafe. But
right, okay.
I would say that quite possibly Pinocchio Village Halls wins. Just no, actually Gaston's Tavern. I've decided because usually not because Pinocchio's is bad, but usually I've eaten somewhere else by the time I get here, and Gaston's Tavern is perfect for the biggest and tastiest cinnamon roll that you can buy in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, man. How big is big?
I mean, Google it now. Just Google.
You're going to get some furious typing here.
Gaston's Tavern.
What is it? Cinnamon?
Cinnamon roll, yeah.
Oh, here you go. Oh, my God. That is... insane.
It's nuts. Yeah, it's absolutely insane. It's like the size of a hand.
Yeah.
Actually, someone's done a hand comparison. It's literally about... Yeah, it's bigger than a fist.
Oh, yeah. I think I've just seen the same picture that you're looking at. Yeah, that is quite significantly larger than a fist.
Yeah. It's great. Wow. It's brilliant. I love the atmosphere of the Gaston's Tavern as well. It's usually pretty quiet in there as well, actually, which is quite surprising. But yeah, I'd say it's at the top of my list. Be Our Guest maybe a few years ago when it first opened would have been close to the top, but it's gone downhill quite rapidly, I think, since it opened. And
what do you mean, the quality of the food?
Yeah, I've not been there since it transitioned to a 2-credit restaurant, but the last time I went when it was 1-credit, it was terrible.
Sorry, my headphones came up with a volume thing. So you started talking about Be Our Guest, have you?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were still talking about Gaston's.
Oh, no. I was saying a few years ago, Be Our Guest would have been close to the top.
Right, yeah.
Last time I went, it was terrible. The breakfast is average. It's okay. I've never been there for lunch, but I don't think I'd spend 2 credits at this restaurant, so it's not making it close to the top for me.
Yeah, I've looked at the new menu, and it's not really for me.
No.
We don't generally go on the dining plan. Even if we had to go and pay there, it wouldn't be at the top of my list.
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, the second, probably one that's second for me is the what's it called, Cheshire Cafe, and that's because of the Cheshire cat pastry, which is just insane. It's basically a chocolate twist with loads of pink and purple icing on the top, and it's amazing.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one before. It does look good. I've never had one, but it does look good.
So so I think Gaston's is my top for Fantasyland. How about you?
Right, okay. I mean, it is difficult. I've eaten, you know, Pinocchio's Village House. Is nice. Be Our Guest is always a bit of a troublesome one, isn't it? Because I'm not a huge fan of the menu, but the setting and everything like that is amazing.
100%, so
it's difficult.
Yeah.
Like it's very hard to fault it on that level. I think the one I'll say the one that I go to the most frequently. So I'll say this as my top one is Storybook Treats.
Mm. Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, because often by the time we've got around there, we've either eaten in Liberty Square or we've eaten in Tomorrowland, and so it's quite nice for like an ice cream treat partway around the park. So you know, it's always nice for a Sunday, that sort of thing. Yeah, so I think I'll have to go for that one.
Yeah, it's a good shout. I think it's great in there, and it's a great setting as well.
Yeah, the only fault of it is that there's no seating.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit, you have to kind of stand around, try and find a shady spot to eat your ice cream before it
melts. Yeah, before it goes everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, but it is good.
Yeah, I agree. And I think my least favourite is actually going to be Our Guest.
Right, okay.
And it's simply because I can't see myself going back there anytime soon.
Oh, what, because of the two credit change?
It's because of the experience I had last time I was there. You know, when I first went
there... Oh, I see, yeah.
The first time, I will never forget the first time I went in there. They made it such a magical experience. They opened the doors for every single person going in. You held a light-up Lumiere. You got escorted to your table. It was very well done. The food was amazing. And then over the next 2-3 years, maybe even 4 or 5 years... it just got worse and worse. The quality got worse. They were trying to whisk people out as quickly as possible. And it just went downhill. So that's why it's not because the two credits sounds completely ridiculous to me. I'd probably eat the food there, although Donna wouldn't, but
right.
I just can't see us going back there anytime soon.
Yeah. I mean, we spoke about this, I think when it became a 2-credit restaurant, wondered whether they would bring some of that stuff back because obviously it would appeal to a smaller audience if it's 2 credits compared to the 1. I don't know if they have done that. I don't know if that is the case. Part of you thinks that because they've already lost that kind of magic part of it, they maybe not bring it back now that it's gone.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was amazing going during the Christmas decorations. They had a massive tree up inside.
I can imagine.
It was great. You know, it's a fantastic, it's one of the best themed restaurants on property, but last time I went the food really let down.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I have heard mixed things about Be Our Guest. For me I would probably say my least favorite is probably Fry's Nook.
Okay.
Sounds a bit dodgy. It's not, like, for me personally, it's not my personal favourite selection. I think everything else has something that I've eaten before.
Yeah.
And I quite like, apart from I haven't been to Cinderella's Royal Table before. So I'm not going to comment on that. I think probably my least favourite out of all of those is probably Friar's Nook. It's quite a difficult choice in Fantasyland.
It is, because all the food, I mean, the food there is great, I think, as a whole.
And, you know, they've probably got the most number of food locations in Fantasyland, and yet they're all incredibly good.
Yeah, no, agreed. So let's move on to the final land, which is Tomorrowland, which is my favourite land, actually, in the whole of Magic Kingdom.
And okay.
This was a tough one for me. Ordinarily, it would be Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe, which is the quick service location I was referencing earlier.
Yeah.
Usually where I go to get my quick service now. However, Auntie Gravity's Galactic Goodies really did pull one out of the bag last year and produced perhaps the best tasting milkshake I've ever had on Disney property, which was the candy corn milkshake.
Yeah.
It was so white American girl. Which is exactly the kind of thing that I, you know, the taste buds I seem to have been gifted with.
You had your pumpkin spice latte in one hand and your
candy corn milkshake in the other.
That's the one. Yeah,
I'm just a basic American white girl at heart.
listening to your Carly Rae Jepsen.
Carly Rae Jepsen, as many of you will know, is one of my favourite artists. This milkshake just blew me away. It was so, so, so tasty. And I think for that reason alone, it's rocketed up to the top of my my list. And I know it's not available all year round. I know, unfortunately, it's not. But even so, I tend to go that time of year. I will have it again if it's on the menu late October. So it's at the top of my list.
Yeah, it's a good choice. I mean, you didn't finish it all, did you?
That was more because it was at a risk to my personal health if I did.
Yeah. I imagine the sugar content in that thing is through the roof.
Yeah, but it honestly was the best tasting milkshake I've ever had.
Nice. That's a good endorsement, that one. I think I would go for Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe.
It's a great choice.
It's a fantastic quick service location, that one. I think kind of rivaling Electric Umbrella for me in Epcot.
There's a lot of choice there. You've got the different stations as well for different types of food. I think it's a solid choice.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been there many, many times. And obviously they do nugs.
Exactly.
So you can't fault a place that does nugs.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a staple for us, our family.
It's become that for me over the last few years as well. Since Pecos Bill transitioned to Mexican food.
Right. Okay.
So it's where we ate there last year, didn't we? So.
Yes, we did, didn't we? Yeah. Did we eat there with your uncle and his
family? Yeah, I think we did. Yeah.
Or did we eat just before or whatever? So we were there at the same time, weren't we? I can't remember.
I think we just sat down with them. I think we'd eaten elsewhere that day. I can't remember.
Right. Okay.
But we definitely did eat there at some point.
Yeah.
And then my least favourite is probably going to be the Lunching Pad. And that's simply because if I want a hot dog, I'll go to Casey's Corner. Pretzels, I can get pretty much anywhere around the park if I want one. And Space Ranger Slush doesn't interest me, so... The queue's always massive. It's a cool location, like in the middle, in the center point. But it's not really serving anything that's mind-blowingly good. Whereas I think other locations in Tomorrowland all serve something more that interests me.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, I don't mind the Lunching Pad. It's quite handy. It's quite central, as you say. And you know they do an okay selection of stuff for me, so I don't mind that one. My least favorite is probably the Tomorrowland Terrace restaurant,
but they serve nugs.
But the problem is every time I go there they're closed. Every single time, because they have they do the dessert party from there, don't they?
They do, that's the thing.
So it's closed from, like, I don't know what time it is. Midday, it seems like.
Well, it's only usually open during peak season anyway.
Yeah. But it's like when we were there in, I suppose, kind of May time. Maybe it's not really peak season, maybe. But, I mean, it was a busy time because I think spring break was on. And yet it was still closed. And they were prepared. Every time you go through there, they're just preparing for the dessert party, it seems.
It's odd. I mean, I've eaten there I think maybe once or twice and the food was great,
right,
which is why I didn't put it at the bottom of my list, but I completely understand, like, it's never open.
Yeah, every time we go past, or we have tried to go there before, like one time when we were going to watch Happily Ever After and we needed something to eat, and it was just like, oh, it's closed. It's like, oh great, okay. Move on to the next place. It's like, what's the point in even having it? You may as well just convert it to a place specifically for the dessert party.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
So that is the complete list. Do we want to pick? I mean, what's your absolute favorite out of everything we've talked about today?
Well, out of all of those,
yeah.
I would probably go with Cosmic Rays.
Yeah, I think it's a sensible choice. It's got a bit of everything, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really does, and it's quite an easy location to get to as well. It's relatively central because it's not that far from the middle of the park. I think anywhere else you kind of go, you've got to walk a little bit to get round.
You can get there easily from Main Street, Fantasyland, and Tomorrowland.
Yeah, yeah. So it's quite a good, all round location, really. And as you say, they've got quite a big menu on offer. Loads of seating, indoor and outdoor seating. So, you know, whatever takes your fancy.
Yeah, definitely, it's a good shout. And I think mine would have to be Columbia Harbour House, just because of its yeah. It stands out as very different to most other quick service locations.
I get that. Yeah.
And my least favourite, I think, would probably be... it's a tough one. I honestly think it's going to be Be Our Guest, just because of how far it's fallen since it first opened.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a sad story, isn't it, for that one?
You know, I'd like to try it for 2 credits, but am I going to waste 2 credits? No.
No, yeah, I mean, that's completely fair. I think it's nice that you got to experience it when it was in its heyday, shall we say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for me, I'm probably going to offend people, but I'll probably say the Aloha Isle.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't like pineapple, it's not for you, is it?
No, it's not for me. Yeah, I think I know people. A lot of people do love it. It's got a bit of a cult following, doesn't it?
I mean, there's podcasts that I listen to that talk about it like I talk about the Celia.
Oh dear!
So I imagine we've offended a lot of people. But as I said, I'm willing to retry it this year. I'll do a Facebook Live video when I'm trying it, and either disappoint many people or. Bring some joy to the people of the interwebs.
Bring some balance back.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I've obviously loads of people love it, and I can appreciate loads of people love it. It's just not for me.
I mean, loads of people like pineapple on pizza. They're just wrong.
I know. That you can't forgive.
No.
So
absolutely not.
It's unfortunate, but it's
pineapple and ice cream, the law. Sweet and sweet kind of should work. But on pizza, no.
No, just get out.
Just get out. Just go home. So that's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to be featured on the show, please do leave us a review on iTunes. We will read those out. And also go and follow us on all the socials. We are at Theme Park Trader, and we're on YouTube as well, as we referenced earlier. Just search for Theme Park Trader there. So thank you very much for listening, and we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.